And recording. Okay, I said recently that I would explain about this concept of success and failure over here in Asia. I'm American. I know what works in America. I know American culture. I'm over here in Taiwan. Taiwan buys military equipment from the United States. They buy RF-16s. They can't make their own. They don't know how to. I'll tell you about that. I had people tell me China's getting bigger and bigger. They're going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, no, they're not. China wants to destroy everything. If Taiwan is controlled by China, Taiwan will no longer be an other outside country for them to steal technology from. China's technology is all stolen. It's this policy. If you manufacture your stuff here in China, you have to tell us all your little secrets and how you make it, because we've got no effing clue how to make it ourselves. Okay, there. I said effing. That's as bad as it gets, I suppose. Well, at least on the radio. No, honestly, my language has been a little bit irritable this week. I'm a little bit ashamed to confess that. But I'm confessing. I've been a little bit upset this week because my life has had 8 billion things coming at me from 1,000 different directions. It's like, how does that work? So that's like a million things together coming from the. But anyhow, it's been crazy for me. But effing, I'm really upset about this. China doesn't make their own stuff. All their technology is acquired through espionage or through requiring companies to disclose technology if it's going to be manufactured in China. But China wants to take over all these countries. What are they going to do once they take the country over and they no longer have their own technology? I mean, do they think that the technology is going to stay in that country once they show up? They don't know when they're losing. And that's Asian culture. And it's all over Taiwan. It's the same Chinese culture. Just like you've got, Canada and in England, you've got a British culture there. America still has some English culture. Taiwan wants to break farther away from that Chinese culture. People try, countries try to get away from Chinese culture. They don't, countries are not flocking to get into China. They're flocking to get into America. Which country's doing things right? But when people are losing, they don't know that they're losing, they can't figure out that there's something wrong with that. They're just in like animal losing mode, and they're just mad at the other guy. There was some research or something I heard about somewhere. I'm not, this is anecdotal, but that when you get angry, the conscious reasoning frontal lobe part of your brain kind of sort of shuts off, and you go into instinct animal mode. So that happens. So what's going on in this Chinese culture? I was at the skate park a few nights ago, and one of the kids, I mean, really amazing skater. I mean, like he's won award. He's really young, and he's won, like he ranked second in like a local competition, like, and that's pretty good for a 13-year-old, you know, like. So I heard him going on and on and on about different things, and I was starting to actually pick up most of the Mandarin he was saying, but I didn't have quite enough to piece together everything. And I knew that he was geeked about something. And so I pried, and we got a translator. I learned a few new words. You want me to tell you the words? Okay, I'm going to tell you the words that I learned. Telling you the words I learned. Okay, Chinese time. It was Guanyin. And that was a concept. Okay, Guanyin. And okay, and then there was what's this? Sukamoshi. And Sukamoshi is considering our methodology. You know, consider your ways. And as, what was this? Oh, Shangfa was also a mentality or worldview. So those were my words. So just explaining those words, the rest of the conversation, it figured it all out. This kid was very upset that his parents and teachers would not evaluate whether an idea was working or failing. They'd only evaluate whether it was their own idea. And it's strong in Asia. It's very, very strong in Asia. much stronger than, well, I don't see when you're arguing with someone who doesn't know the difference between success and failure in America, it's like they don't get under your skin. They argue ideology. They don't argue fact. If you're in a debate with someone in America, and you say, you know, okay, well, the economy is doing well. The nation is stronger. There's fewer threats of invasion. The crime has gone down. Okay, what else measures whether the government's doing what it should do? They'll tell you that your facts are wrong. They'll cite you had 1,000 new factories and one factory closed. They'll tell you the one factory closed and that proves the whole thing's a sham. You know, they'll argue facts with you. Like there was a screw factory that shut down. You know, and that, so because there was more than zero factories that closed down, that proves Trump's wrong. But, you know, zero factories opening under Obama or, you know, whatever, that doesn't prove him wrong. But they'll at least argue facts with you. In Asia, they won't. That's your idea. That's it. They only argue whether or not it's your idea or mine. You have your idea. And that's it. There's no reasoning with that. And the thing is, the younger generation in Asia is getting sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. Now, I've talked about this. And look, and I'm, you know, here we go into the gossip stuff. Jesse Corner. I have written to IHOPKC about this. They know about this. House of Prayer in Kansas City. There is a local church in the city I'm in called Living Water. It has a pastor named Matt Chun, who was in America under Mike Bickle's leadership. Now, Mike Bickle at IHOPKC, the House of Prayer, they would not do this. But Matt has this same problem, apparently. We're dealing with the shame culture. Now, I've confronted people and I've tried to talk about this, but the problem is the Christians are totally surrendered to this. This closed-minded thinking. They don't evaluate if it's working or not, and they do that in Asia. This closed-minded thinking in Asia, it's not part of a Christian Bible worldview. Why do you care? Because the Christian Bible people in America won't try to intervene and stop it. So this thinking where people don't understand success and failure is also in America, where the problem is related. So, I mean, people say, well, we go to war with China, they're going to continue to grow and grow and grow. No, they're not, because their technology is stolen. And second, if we go to war with China, they're not going to win because they don't know how to evaluate when they're winning or losing. They really don't know. China's losing a lot of stuff and they don't know it. Their money is borrowed. That's a nice way of saying it. Their money and their technology is borrowed from others. It's not their own, but they don't know it. They believe that if they march into America by force, hold a gun to everybody's head like they do in their own country, that all of a sudden America's technology is going to be theirs. They don't get it. If they do that, it's going to stop. China doesn't understand that the reason that they don't have that technology in their own country is because of how they govern the people so with such a hard, strong iron fist. That's the reason they don't have that technology. But they don't know that because they don't know when they're winning or losing. They don't know when they're succeeding or failing. And so they don't know when their governance methods are succeeding and failing. And so they don't know when they lack technology because of their own governance methods. China doesn't know that. They don't even know. It's not that they can't even agree with it. They don't even know. And that goes back to this Asian thinking that it's just my idea versus your idea. I actually had a parent tell me, my son has bad handwriting, therefore I don't want him to learn handwriting anymore. And I said, What am I in? Are you getting you? Usually, when people are studying something, it's because they, you know, you focus more on the things that they have problems with to bring them up to speed, you know, to help them catch up. And the parent said, we need to focus more on reading. I said, reading comprehension, he's 2 years ahead. He's six. He has the reading comprehension and level of an eight-year-old in America. And the parent said, well, you think that writing is important because you're American. I said, no, it's because I have a background in education. And if you can't write in a language, you're illiterate. Writing is part of knowing a language, period. And the parent, well, I don't want to do any more writing. Now, that's not going to happen. I mean, it is clinically proven. I've been reviewing curricula, and it is proven that writing increases reading comprehension. So it's like you got two legs to stand on. It's like climbing a ladder. You cannot increase reading comprehension without improving handwriting. They all go together. And so if you cut out one, you cut out everything. And this parent doesn't get that because this parent is Asian. They don't reason with facts. It was all in that answer. You think that because you're American. It's not about the reasons. And that was what Matt Chun told me. You have your American view. You're American. Another Taiwanese familiar with the Matt Chun fiasco. He said, you have your American interpretation of the Bible. I'm like, if you have a problem with someone, talk to that person. What's there to interpret? This isn't interpret. This is you guys just have creative and selective interpretation. You're just making it, you're twisting it to mean whatever you want it to mean. I mean, if you have a problem with someone, talk to that person. Don't talk to everybody but that person about something that doesn't exist and is proven to not exist. You don't have any proof for it at all, but it's all just your idea. So in Asia, literally, the logical thinking in Asia is the reasoning of the peasants in Monty Python's Holy Grail. So if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made out of wood and therefore a witch. You know, that level of reasoning is more advanced than the common logic in Asia. I don't want to inundate you with too much information, but follow this. When the pilgrims came to America in the North, their children and the colonies that they started were completely literate. It was widespread literacy, reading and writing. They went together. And they could logically reason their own arguments. Americans, even the ones that don't know success and failure, at least they know how to sound like they're arguing reasons. That's really amazing. That's a good thing. In Asia, they're not even to the level of the crazy reasoning of Monty Python's Holy Grail. If she weighs the same as a duck, she's made out of wood and therefore a witch. The Asians haven't gotten to that level of reasoning. It's only my idea, your idea. You argue Bible with them. You can't go history, hermeneutics, what the Greek words mean. That's what pastors, preachers in America talk about. The Taiwanese pastors will say, my idea, your American interpretation. That's what they'll argue. Chinese will do the same thing. If you've got a military that's failing, it's not, well, the Americans used that method to go here and they beat us, so maybe we should. It's not that. It's, well, my idea, and you have your idea. And that's the extent of the reasoning. And they will not change. And it's driving the younger generation crazy. So you've got these church leaders in America that will not confront the Asian Christians, their friends. Even IHOP KC will not confront Living Water. I've been going through this with 7 years for them, and I've given them lots of opportunity. And this needs to be known as a thing now. I'm going to be talking about church and Christianity in some places. I'm not going to bother you with that. But I mean, I'm Christian. It's part of my life. And I'm going to be talking about that in some places. And I want that to be known that I know about these problems in the church. And it has been going on. And I haven't been hiding it because I'm afraid. I've been hiding it out of respect for people. But time's up. I mean, 7 years not dealing with this problem, I mean, I'm going to do to the church what Trump is doing to politics, because I'm fed up with the garbage that's going on among Christian. Good. You got a whole bunch of people in America that are irritated with the Christian voting bloc. They don't like the religious right. And it's because of garbage like this. So that there's lots wrong to point out among Christians that needs to be pointed out. And I'm going to be going after it. I'm not going to be saying, let's hate all the Christians and burn everything. But we've got to follow our own rules and be good people, even follow the rules and be good people by people that don't agree with us. When you've got non-Christians who say this is good and bad, and Christians in their Bible agree that that's good and bad, but Christians themselves don't do the good things. Like, when you've got the Bible and non-Christians agreeing on what's good and bad, and Christians aren't doing it, I'm going after that. So here we've got the Christian teachers in America saying that it's wrong to confront that Asian insanity. It's like brain dead, hard-headed weirdness. But then you've got the younger generation in. There is a bird outside that's making a whole bunch of noise. Can you hear him? You've got Americans refusing to confront those problems in the name of getting along with people and whatever. Sound like moderate Republicans. And then you've got young people in Taiwan that are fed up with it. They don't want it. They want it to be gone. So you've got these Christian teachers in America are now disagreeing with the non-Christian youth in Asia that want to obey the way that the Bible teaches. So how are the American Christian leaders going to have any credibility with the young people in Asia? So again, it's people who don't know when they're failing. And that's what we see these blue states. It's like Wisconsin. You got Foxconn. You had Scott Walker and you had Donald Trump. And now you got Foxconn, the Apple manufacturer, coming to your state. What are you complaining about, you idiots? It's because they don't know when they're failing and when they're winning. They don't get it. They only have their way of doing things. I think that was one of the things I was going to mention about... Oh, yeah, I got my orange Starbucks mug here. Election stuff. I was going to say this. I want to say this before we're done. Scott Walker, speaking of winning and failing, I think the reason Scott Walker lost this gubernatorial election is because he ran for president. When he was running for president, he didn't know when he was losing in the polls, and the whole campaign fizzled out. He didn't stop early. It died. He just didn't know when it was time to quit. And he broke his perfect, he was on a winning streak, and then he decided to run for president. He got too big for his britches. And he didn't know when he Scott Walker, when they had the recall election, he was genuinely worried on TV about losing. Scott Walker did not know when he was winning. He was surprised that he'd gotten reelected. Scott Walker never knew when he was winning or when he was losing. He was a Republican, but he didn't know when he was winning just before his recall election. I mean, that was his enemies that got a recall, but it didn't mean that the whole state wanted him gone. Because Scott Walker had a recall election, if you didn't know. So Scott, he didn't know that he was going to win that election. He was kind of surprised. And then he ran for president and was surprised that he lost. And then now, of course, last I heard, he was contesting these results. Goodness. Other governors and senators won by a confirmed smaller margin than Scott Walker. But Scott Walker lost by a much wider margin, but he was still contesting it. Scott Walker's problem is that he doesn't know when he's winning or losing. See you next week.